Take this time to just like offer up prayers expressing our longing for the Lord and our hunger for Him. So as you feel led, go ahead and lift up those prayers to Him. Yes, Lord, we are all here this morning because we acknowledge that we need you, Lord. And beyond that, we also want you. We want to be with you, Lord, as we know that you want to be with us. And so we bring all of our burdens this morning, and we just lay them at your feet, Jesus, knowing that you are the only one who is capable of bearing them. You are the only one who is capable of bringing about healing and restoration and wholeness. And so we come to you this morning, Lord, to worship you because you are worthy. You alone are worthy, but also to receive from you, Lord, because we desperately need you. And so we ask that you would meet us here, meet us afresh, Lord, so that we wouldn't live off of yesterday's mercies, but that we would receive new mercies this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come all you sinners, come find his mercy, come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever.
Bring all your failures,
bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. Come see his open arms. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell is forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved the world. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him for the wonders of his love. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him for the wonders of his love.
One more time.
Praise God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, for the wonders of his love. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only son
God so loved the world.
For God so loved.
For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever.
God so loved the world. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting. God so loved the world.
Amen. Let's lift up some praises to him.
John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends.
And God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
All hail King Jesus.
Yes, Jesus, we just bow before you, Lord, acknowledging how holy you are, how worthy you are, Lord, because of who you are and because of all that you have done for us. Jesus, that you would lay down your life for us. That is not something that is done lightly. And so we praise you, Lord. We give you our devotion. We give you our affection. We give you our attention. And Lord, I ask, even in these moments, that you would remove any distractions from our minds, from within this room, so that we could worship you and hear from you unhindered, Lord. We ask that your Spirit would reveal to us the deep truths that are in your word, Lord, that you would give us the ability to understand, and that you would also bring about conviction. Lead us to change. Lead us to transformation. Help us to walk more in line with your will. And Lord, come have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And as you are seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. And so we bless the children just as Jesus did, bless the children as they head off to children's church. And would invite you, if you have a Bible, a hard copy or on a phone, to open to Matthew chapter 10. And thank you, worship team, again for leading us. As we hail the name of Jesus, as we hail King Jesus, we celebrate the fact that as we talked about and lifted up prayers of hunger, Jesus said on the last and greatest day in John chapter 7 of the Feast of Tabernacles, "Come to me, all you who are thirsty." And so we have as a vision of what we believe the Lord has called us to be a place where Christ's presence brings life and healing and restoration. And so the blue tool coming from the cross is symbolic of the river of God's presence in Ezekiel 47. Wherever the river flows, everything lives. There's life, there's healing, and there's restoration. And we want to be a people of God's presence, taking Jesus up on his invitation that he is the one who satisfies our thirst, and that the Spirit of God and the presence of Jesus brings life and healing and restoration, to be a people of his presence, a people who welcome that life, healing, and restoration in our own lives and in our own church. But then we have been talking these last couple weeks that we are not just people who receive the presence of Jesus and live in the presence of the Holy Spirit just for our own sake, but for the sake of others. It is for the sake of others that we are sent on mission. So we receive for what he wants to do in transforming us, but then we also receive so that we might give away what he has given to us. And so we've been looking, as we continue to study the book of Matthew these last couple weeks. Today we finish the short series on kingdom mission. We've seen Jesus's priorities of mission at the end of chapter 9. We saw the marching orders that he gave. Freely you have received, now freely give. Go declare the kingdom of God is near at hand. Come into the kingdom and demonstrate it. Heal the sick, cast out demons, heal the leper, raise the dead. All of these realities that we believe are not just for back then, but are still for us today, to be kingdom proclaimers and kingdom demonstrators.